Hello everyone and welcome to the DPB Podcast. I'm your host Ryan Mondes. This is episode number 358 for May 20th, 2025.
Welcome to the Disney Pins Blog Podcast, the latest news on Disney pin trading and collecting from around the world.
Welcome back to the show everyone. Hope you guys are doing well. I actually wasn't going to do a podcast episode this week because there was only one release at Walt Disney World this week and the pin news has been kind of light. But today they did announce the details for the annual pin event at Walt Disney World. The theme this year, of course, is the Disney pin trading 25th anniversary. So I wanted to discuss that a little bit. So I'll share those details here at the end in the Disney Parks category. But first up, I don't have anything for housekeeping. I mentioned last week our May giveaway is now live. I think that ends tomorrow. So be sure to hit up the website on the giveaways tab for your chance to win. All right, now we'll start off with the pin news. We're gonna skip over DPB store because last week we had our Robin Hood pin release, and this Thursday we'll have a new exclusive back on our normal schedule, 9 a.m. Eastern time. All right, first up is DisneyStore.com. They had the second chaser release in the Fairy Tale Moments collection. This is a monthly collection at Walt Disney World, and then there's four chasers online. The second pin features the many adventures of Winnie the Pooh, and this sold out instantly. I tried to get it within a minute or so, and it was already gone. It's limited edition of 2,150, and the price is $21.99. And also at Disney Store, they had another really quick pin release. It is the fifth pin in the Happily Ever After collection. May features Aladdin. It's limited edition of 2,400, and the price is $21.99. I also tried to purchase this one when it dropped at 11, and it was gone. Sold out within a few seconds. All right, next up we have a new retailer and it is Old Navy. I think in the 12 plus years I've been in the Disney pin community, I've never seen a Disney pin release at Old Navy, but here we are. Last week they released four new pin sets. They kind of had a larger Disney campaign at Old Navy with a bunch of clothing, but they had four pin sets that were included as well. Most of them feature Mickey and Minnie and different variations. Four pins per set, and the price is $16.99 each. Next is Disney Studio Store Hollywood. Last week they had a new Pin Trader Delight Flip, and it features Mirabelle, Dewey, and Roxanne. Those are $18 each. Next, there was a few new cast member pin releases. First, we'll start off with the Walt Disney Company Store. Last week they had a new pin series called Happily Ever After, which features characters on horses. Very nice looking designs. They are limited edition of 300, and the price is $34.95. And then for the next cast member release, there was a drop at Mickey's of Glendale. New WDI pins featuring the Muppets 70th anniversary and Onward, Adorbs mystery pin set. All right, next we'll head overseas. First up is Disneyland Paris. Over the weekend, they had a new pin event, their pin trading time events, and there were four new pin releases featuring Mulan. There was Mulan, Little Brother, Mushu, and the Grandmother. All are limited edition of 400. Next is Shanghai Disney Resort. They had a few new spinner pins that released, all open edition, featuring Disney and Pixar films. You have the movie logo in the center, and then various characters on the outside of the pin that spin around. Then they also had their Pin Trading Fun Day event for 2025. Lots of new releases there featuring Zootopia, Duffy and Friends, Toy Story. There was a jumbo pin set featuring three diorama pins that are limited edition of 300. And then there were two mystery pin sets, one featuring Disney princesses and the other one featuring Mickey and Friends and Winnie the Pooh, also with Stitch. Shanghai's been pumping out the pins recently. All right, then lastly, we have Disney Parks. Last week, we had a new flyer that released up on the website featuring the Disneyland 70th anniversary pin releases in the month of May. Most of these came out already. There were open edition pins, booster pin set, mystery pin set, the Tinkerbell corkboard, and then a jumbo pin just released today. The second pin in the parade series should be coming soon. Also at Disneyland for the 70th anniversary, you guys probably already saw this because it blew up on Instagram. There was the Key to Disneyland, which is a giant plastic light-up key that interacts with various attractions around the park. But included in this toy is a Disney pin. and the price is $59.99. All the pins feature the Disneyland D with various attraction icons. Next, we have the new limited edition pin releases this week on Tuesday at Disney Parks. There were three releases, only one at Walt Disney World, and it is the fifth pin in the Inkwells of Evil collection, which features Scar. This is, of course, a split coast release, but yeah, the only one in Florida today. Disneyland got as well, though. Then heading over to Disneyland, they received the fifth pin in the Charming Carousels collection, which is the alternating collection that bounces back and forth between Florida and California. This one features the Haunted Mansion, limited edition of 2000, and the price is $22.99. And then Disneyland also got the Disneyland 70th Jumbo pin that I previously mentioned on the May flyer. That is limited edition of 1000, and the price is $90. All right, then lastly, we have details on the annual pin event in Florida. Like I mentioned, this year it features the 25th anniversary of Disney pin trading, but we do have an event date now, and it takes place on Saturday, September 20th at Disney's Coronado Springs Resort. I didn't see any info on how much the ticket prices are gonna be yet, but they did say event registration begins on Thursday, June 12th at 1 p.m. Eastern time. And I know I received a ton of questions. People are asking where I got this information from. It's always up on the Disney World Merchandise Events website. It's a little difficult to find, but we have all the info up on DisneyPinsBlog.com as well. And there is a link in the blog post that will take you directly to the registration page when it goes live on June 12th. So if you're unable to find Disney's website, you can just head over to DisneyPinsBlog.com and all the info is there. And then Disney also released the event catalog for this year's pin event, and it's incredible. So many amazing pin releases. There are definitely a lot that I want for my personal collection. We'll see if I'm able to get a ticket this year. Last year was really difficult, and I'm assuming this year's gonna be difficult as well. Probably gonna be selling out instantly, so make sure you guys are ready for June 12th. But if you wanna take a look at all the pin releases, there are 20 pages for the product catalog. Tons of amazing pins to look at. And then that takes me for my final thing for the podcast this week, and that is this Thursday is pin trading night at Walt Disney World, also taking place at Coronado Springs Resort. I will be there, and they're going to have the pin previews for the annual pin event, and I'm assuming other upcoming releases happening at both Disneyland and Walt Disney World. So if you guys are there this Thursday, make sure to say hi. I will pretty much be there most of the night. And definitely getting content for the YouTube channel and our social channels, as well as the website. I'll probably have a pin preview video coming up on the YouTube channel soon. All right, so that's going to do it for episode number 358, your May 2025 Week 3 Disney Pin News. Thank you guys very much for listening and watching. Hope you have a great rest of your week. See ya.